from you from eating it on your face. So, and he said, we should take that word back, because only one is awesome, and that is God. The fear of God leads to wisdom, and then that leads to life. Job said, and he said to man, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Turn away from evil and understand. The fear of the Lord is wisdom, and to turn away from evil and understand. The fear of the Lord is the opposite of evil. Fear God, we will be obedient to God, and we will not be evil, and that leads to life. Our fear of God is transformed into worship. We cannot worship God in spirit and in truth unless we have a reverence and awe of God. It's not going to be. We're only going to be singing songs. We're not going to worship God. And if we want to worship God truly in spirit and truth, because God is seeking those who worship Him in spirit and truth, we need to understand reverence and awe of God. We need to get back to realize who is God. We need to look at that picture that Moses had from the Israelites. That is, God is so big and awesome, and He's so awesome that you can't rock up on earth, because everyone and everything will just die. He's just too big. He's just too glorious. We cannot handle it. That's why He sent His Son in the likeness of man. He had to send a man to man's planet. That's why He sent Jesus. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to handle it. The fear of the Lord produces holiness. If we want to be holy, and that should be a desire of every Christian, is to be holy and to be pure. You know, we are not all holy and pure at all times. But it should be our desire. Because we are human beings, we can't be perfect, but our desire should be to be holy. Because God says, be holy as I am holy. Again, if you know the word, knows that the Father loves him, then he's done in the right way. That's how God operates. But without that fear, there's rebellion,